right, welcome back. Before I get into this hour, another report, an update, an overview, an analysis of the latest AI information, which is just enormously fascinating on one hand and important on the other. I want to update you on COVID bioweapon vaccination news. We've got some really interesting stories up on the right-hand side of the homepage, very important stories. And if you have been injected, or if you live with someone who has been injected, you have spike protein, and probably, if you're not injected, you too have the mRNA instructions with the liquid nanoparticle to help them get into your cells. That's being transmitted along with spike proteins in terms of shedding. So you need to do something to try to mitigate it. There aren't many things out there. One of them is ivermectin, allegedly, and the other one is allicin, which is the primary component, the only component in our allicin C. So please pay attention. Let me just run down these headlines real quickly. Dr. Sukrit Bhakti says that the mRNA vaccines have destroyed the brains of billions of people. He's right, and we've said it for many, many years. The spike protein damages the capillaries, the blood vessels in the brain, to the extent that they cause minor strokes, TIAs. They cause all manner of problems in the brain. And it's not funny. It's serious. People poo-poo this sometimes. They just don't want to confront it. The spike protein by itself also activates all major pathways in chronic disease processes. I'll read that again. The spike protein alone activates all major pathways in chronic diseases. This is in addition to its ability to induce all 9 hallmarks of aging. The spike causes aging. Remember how many times we reported that people would say that, geez, my mother looks 20 years older, or I look 10 years older after taking that shot 6 months ago? It happens all the time. That's because the spike can induce, trigger all 9 general hallmarks of aging. All right? So we can age faster, we get sick faster, and then we stay sick. That's the big problem. People aren't getting well. Another example of how the spike protein, these are stories up on the homepage for you on the right-hand side. Another example of how the spike protein alone can induce multiple fatal pathologies. The spike protein alone can induce, trigger multiple fatal pathologies. It damages the endothelium, that's the inside of any blood capillary, blood vessel, blood artery, it doesn't matter. The cells, the endothelial cells there, have an ACE2 receptor, which the spike protein will glom right onto and begin to build obstructions, among other things. Okay? This can lead to fatal arrhythmias of the heart and the beginning of tumors. Shots or shedding, it doesn't matter. Wake up. I'm urging everyone out there, and this is nothing to do with the simple fact that I've been selling Allicin C for 20 years or more. It's incredible that the science that came out of the study in Canada proved that Allicin C can go into the body's cells and reduce the active spike protein population from 90-some percent down to as little as 4% in a living human cell. Read the study. It's on the right-hand side. You'll find it. The spike protein alone ruins brains. Now, Jessica Rose, who's a big voice in the field of trying to wake people up about the damages from the injections, is now talking about it as well. So it's not a joke. We'll have that story up tonight as well. Okay, please consider. I would urge everyone, if it were me, I have no reason, but I take them anyway, by the way, just FYI. I would take 1 Allicin C capsule a day. Each Allicin capsule has the equivalent of the allicin from 35 organic full cloves of garlic in each capsule. 35 cloves worth of allicin in each capsule. No odor. You're not going to turn anybody off. Nothing offensive about it. It's just the allicin. We've added vitamin C for really important reasons. It helps trigger things and push things to even higher levels of efficiency. So that's why the allicin C is there, the C in allicin.